Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Right. Correct.
Only once did I say it wrong. The first time I introduced you.
But I remember it.
I know. So she's nervous every time. What is he going to butcher today? And we are here with Taylor Herbert. And Taylor is the Director of Specialized Senior Services at the SJJCC, which is the Sid Jacobson Jewish Community Center in Roslyn.
Why are there two J's? Jacobson and Jewish.
Yes.
Yes, you got it.
Jacobson
right.
Was Jewish. If he was Catholic, it would have been the
SJCC.
Right. Then everybody would be all thrown off then. It would be a mess. What's going on?
I have another question about Care Day.
Please.
Do you have to be a member of the Sid Jacobson Center?
No, this event is for everyone, anyone and everyone, both professionals
and
caregivers. There is a cost to attend because the expenses for the event, but it's $30 for caregivers, $40 for professionals, and those that need CEUs, it is $70. And that would be six CEUs, which is six contact hours, is nice for one seminar. That's quite a number
for people
hours.
Who need the credits, that's a good price.
Yes.
Because they need the credits one way or the other.
Yes.
And then you're getting breakfast and lunch and all those providers.
That's true.
So, you know, at the end of the day, you got to turn around and accept there's have to be some cost of some of these things. And that's minimal.
There's cost to put this together.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, it's just, you know, you have staff. The recent, just to digress for a minute, Nancy Marks had the cancer walk last week. And they brought in like about $125,000 or $130,000. That's just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
That's not covering the programs and the people working there and everybody else. And I'm going to bring you into this. You're not in part of the Nancy Marks, but people like Taylor aren't making millions of dollars. Right. Honestly, I mean, these are jobs to do for love.
Yes, you have. It's definitely a passion of mine.
Right. So you have to be cognizant of, you know, and
I'll
years
often
and years.
Say I don't feel like I'm working because I love so much what I'm doing.
That's okay. Yeah. That's
reminds
like that one over
me
there.
Of
you
teaching.
And Christine, you got to be twins.
That reminds me of teaching. I was a teacher, and I loved it really so much that I would come home and tell my family that I'm having so much fun, I should really pay them.
Right.
But I didn't.
I said that the
like,
first.
I'm still making my money.
Your family said Ruth, don't do that, Mom. Don't do that, Mom. But you know what? But that's wonderful. When anybody has a job, no matter what it is, that they can actually turn around. You know, you don't know Otto Lowe, so maybe you do. Otto is another co-host.
I think I met him.
Possibly. And Otto said once his father was a milkman. So somebody could turn around and say, oh, a milkman. And Otto said he was a professional. Because he gave it his all. He mm-hmm. enjoyed being that milkman. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is in life.
Absolutely.
That it wasn't like, oh, you're just a milkman, that I can't finish the route quick enough. He enjoyed it. That's all there is to it.
Absolutely. There's something to really be said about that.
What I'd like to do is shift into the everyday adult daycare program. Because what we talked about is a one-day program, which is going to be great. Again, that's November 24th from 8:30 to 3. But now, what about having a parent with dementia on a normal, on an ongoing basis?
Great. So our adult day programs are unique. One, we're in a community center, as you referenced earlier.
Right.
So there's real life in our programs. Our programs are designed for those that are frail and or memory impaired.
Okay.
They operate 5 days a week. And their members have Alzheimer's disease, the aftermath of a stroke, various forms of dementia. And we divide our programs into different groups. So we have a group for those that are more in the earlier to middle stage of the illness so that they can be in activities that are challenging but not frustrating mm-hmm. for them.
Right.
And as their needs progress, we have the next stage of programming. So we're able to keep that individual with us and safe in a structured day program. Every half an hour, our activities change, and we go back and forth from something physical to something cognitive, all in a group setting to exercise both your mind and your body. research really shows the more you use your mind and the more you use your body, the longer and stronger you will be. And we really believe that at the JCC, and our programs show that.
I just have to jump in with something that I never realized and that you just said. This is a community center. So when you have seniors coming into a community center, like I'm involved with the Great Neck Social Center, but it's pretty much 70 and over in there. You're not going to see a two-year-old running around.
Right.
In the Sid Jacobson Center,
you got everybody.
So a senior is going to see a 30-year-old walking their child and a 15-year-old going to play basketball.
It really creates a very normative setting, which is phenomenal in a real community sense. In fact, we're having our nursery schools coming to one of our programs today. So we're going to have Shabbat, and we're going to light the candles, and we're going to talk about the prayers. But you do not need to be Jewish to be in one of these programs. It's more about the togetherness, the traditions, and being with children in the same room and having being able to educate them.
They honor, the JCC honors the Jewish traditions, like holidays, but they also do Christmas and different things.
We acknowledge everything.
Yes, 100%.
Yes.
I see, Taylor, that you're a friendly person, very friendly person.
Thank you.
With a warm demeanor, and I'm sure that seniors feel very, very comfortable with you.
I appreciate that, Ruth. Thank you. My career up to last year, I was always the director of our adult day programs, and now I have the pleasure of directing all of senior programs. So,
oh, really? Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. I've been really enjoying the new addition to my portfolio, and it's been really great meeting a lot of new seniors and just expanding the work that we're able to do.
Now, a terrible thing, it's all terrible, unfortunately, no matter when dementia strikes, I don't care how old you are, but young or early onset dementia is also an area where you guys have some programs.
Actually, we have a very cutting edge program.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's the first of its kind in the entire country, and unfortunately, there's still not many programs out there that are designed for the younger individuals. But dementia can hit in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. And for these individuals, they don't want to be with older individuals. They don't have same interests.
I'm sure.
They don't want to sit next to their parents who are playing bingo, though they're loving bingo, but that younger individual wants to be dancing or playing basketball in our gym or involved in vocational work because they really are in the prime of their lives, and that has been taken away from them. So we really work hard to give them vocational opportunities. They volunteer so that they feel a sense of purpose. We play music like Billy Joel live. We have a great social worker on our team, Joe Wasserman, who plays phenomenal music for the group. It's as if they're at like a rock band. They love it. A lot of dancing. And because this program was so successful, we 3 years ago, we launched a satellite program in Comac at the Suffolk Y in partnership with the Comac Y, where we're able to provide young onset services as well there 3 days a week.
This is a stupid question. Oh, I apologize. Dementia in a 40-year-old versus dementia in an 80-year-old. Can a 40-year-old actually have it worse than the 80-year-old, or age determines dementia?
So let's see if I can answer that. So I think there's a couple answers to that. The first is those that are typically younger have what's called frontal temporal degeneration, which presents differently than the older senior who typically, and not always, has Alzheimer's type dementia. So the younger individual struggles more with expressive language, behaviors, judgment. They may have some OCD components. They may act childlike, where those with Alzheimer's disease, it impacts more short-term memory loss and confusion.
Okay.
So having somebody with those different behaviors in the same program, someone who's younger will say, why is this guy repeating themselves? Mm-hmm. And somebody who's older going, why are they acting like that? Why can't they get their words out?
Okay.
So having the two separate programs really helps us to customize and create a warm, welcoming environment for all.
Okay. I just was curious. I had never thought of that.
I think it's a very good question.
And, now they understand that it's just, you know, the variables that are involved in this kind of stuff is just craziness.
And you can be in the early stages and be of any age, and you could be in the middle stages of the illness or the late stages of the illness and be in any age. So that's why quite often early stage and early onset get confused. And that's why we say young onset at Sid Jacobson, and it's actually been catching all around the world as more of the appropriate term to use because
it is more of the appropriate term to use because it's clearer.
Right. That's exactly it, Ruth. Yes. It creates more of a definition and more of an understanding. People are more clear on what it means because you can be any age and in the early stages.
Right. Okay.
Right.
It's very scary.
It could be a very frightening illness. And that's why an event like Hair Day is so important because people with this illness at times, both the families and the diagnosed individual, will become isolated. And it's so important for them not to be.
Yeah, no, cough. Go enjoy your cough. No, we'll be back. No, it's the truth, though. You can't say it enough that you wind up having an illness like this. There is no judgment, and there can't be. And however the onset is coming, it's coming. And so I agree with you. It's just how it flows or opens, or I can't even think of a word, how it develops.
Well, the progression is different for everyone.
Progression, thank you.
We actually say it's Sid. If you've seen one person with dementia, you've seen one person with dementia. Everybody is unique. Everybody's an individual. And everybody's needs need to be treated differently.
That makes sense. Yeah. You see one, you've seen one. It's the truth, though.
Right.
Because it is rationalized. And then the one thing, we had somebody on a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago, and it was a terrible conversation in that, you know, when you have a spouse with dementia, you know, and you're going to bed with that person, you know, versus like 5 years earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the age. You could talk to and say, good night, honey, and blah, 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 blah. Don't good night, honey, you know.
Well, you bring up an interesting point, which is the importance of caregiver support groups. Because a lot of our caregivers are really struggling, losing a piece of their spouse every day.
And they're probably isolated.
Right. So they start to lose their friends. They start to lose that intimacy, that companionship.
Right, I could see that.
It's so important for caregivers to know that they need to take care of themselves. Because
otherwise
caregivers
people,
will burn out.
Yeah, certain people, you know, and you see it, especially with the older generation. They're in two different groups. You have the people that socialize.
Right.
Like at the senior centers. And then you have those that don't. It's husband and wife. And it's like, they don't separate. And those are the ones that are lost. When the time comes, it's like you can't talk.
Right,
it's like,
right. It's true. And you need friends. Yeah. You need many friends.
There's something really to be said about the need of socialization at any stage in life. And for us all to have purpose at any stage in life. That really keeps someone feeling strong and vital for as long as you possibly can.
We're basically out of time. This was wonderful, Taylor.
Awesome.
I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck on the 24th, November 24th, from 8:30 to 3 o'clock at the JCC.
I'm very impressed.
It'll be a
Taylor.
Wonderful program.
It's a pleasure to meet you both. Can I just plug the registration one more time?
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's sjjcc.org/careday or call me at 516-484-1545, extension 114. Thank you.
And your name is Taylor.
My name is Taylor.
Terrific. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.